Well, something really cheerful for your Monday. Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, The Pathétique, here on KPR. Just kidding. I know it's not that cheerful, but very magical and powerful. That recording featured Gergiev conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. You listeners are just the best human beings on the planet, and did you know that listeners are actually more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? So, if there are those of you out there that run a business, you can actually harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Yes, this is where I ask all of you for help to keep the lights on here and keep the music coming at KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. You know, one of our great sponsors, actually, is Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, and they are featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions and origins. Now till December 14th. Info at explorenoto.org. I was trying to think of what to follow this Tchaikovsky with, and well, here's a lovely romance by Brahms for you to soothe our soul after that stirring, dramatic, romantic music we heard right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Ludwig Silberstein at the piano, a Brahms romance for you here on KPR to end our hour together. But more music is up next with Classics Live, so keep it right here, as they say. I'll see you soon on Kansas Public Radio.
We are in the final stretch of this historic election season. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are making their last big push before it all comes to a head on November 5th. I'm Scott Detrow. Join us for live special coverage of Election Night 2024 from NPR News. We will bring you the latest as the polls close and the vote totals roll in, with the context and analysis you need to stay informed.
Join us for Election Night coverage Tuesday, November 5th at 7 on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello Sunday, 2 p.m., tickets at lead.ku.edu. And the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Info is at greenladylounge.com. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. We're here in White Concert Hall at Washburn University, about to hear chamber music from Frédéric Chopin, David Popper, and Antonin Dvorak, with musicians from the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival, starting off with Chopin's Rondo in C major for two pianos. Here are Cynthia Rame and David Allen Ware on stage now, each at a 9-foot concert grand, facing each other.
Thank you.
from 1828, when the composer was only 18, still a student at the Warsaw Conservatory. That was Rondo in C major for two pianos by Frédéric Chopin. We're at a Sunflower Music Festival concert featuring all chamber music. Next is a special tribute to a member of the Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra who died earlier this year after a fight with cancer, Roger Myers, violist. In addition to playing many years with Sunflower's Orchestra here in Topeka every summer, this Australian-born violist was the viola professor at the University of Texas at Austin, Butler School of Music. Roger was a very nice man, and he died too young. In Roger's memory, here are four of his colleagues playing the Requiem by David Popper. in loving memory of Roger Myers, violist. We've heard three Sunflower Music Festival cellists with David Allen Ware at the piano for the Requiem of David Popper. And now the stage here in White Concert Hall is being rearranged for a string quintet with a standard string quartet of violin, violin, viola, and cello, plus Dvorak added a string bass to give this some oomph in the bass. Here's Antonin Dvorak, string quintet, number 2 in G major, opus 77, as played by 5 members of the Sunflower Music Festival.
Thank you.
Violinists Jean Yi Kim and Philip Manning, violist Jonathan Mershall, cellist John Waltz, and string bass player John Moore, all members of the Sunflower Music Festival 2024, playing chamber music by Antonin Dvorak, his string quintet No. 2 in G major, Opus 77. Begun in 1875 and then revised a little in 1888, at the top of the score, Dvorak dedicated it to My Country, which would have been Czechoslovakia. Thanks for joining us for a Sunflower Music Festival concert here in White Concert Hall of Washburn University. I'm Cordelia Brown, and KPR's sound engineer Chuck Smith recorded the concert. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. recorded in Bales Organ Recital Hall. In 1999, the KU Choirs, with Simon Carrington directing. By De La Lande, we've heard the Ora Pro Nobis and Alleluia. This has been Classics Live from KPR. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And support for Classics Live comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
A retired Louisiana state trooper reached a plea deal in connection with the deadly arrest of black motorist Ronald Green. Aiden McCahill of member station WRFK reports former officer Corey York pleaded no contest.
York originally faced the most serious charges of the officers involved in the 2019 death of Ronald Green, including felony charges of negligent homicide and malfeasance. Body camera footage sparked public outrage, showing officers tasing, punching, and choking Green as he pleaded for mercy during a high-speed chase arrest. York can be seen dragging Green and forcibly restraining him face down for several minutes, actions some experts say likely restricted Green's breathing. Autopsies were ultimately inconclusive about the cause of death. In the plea deal, York agreed to testify against the last remaining officer awaiting trial and will serve a one-year probation. He will also retain his pension of $83,000 a year. For NPR News, I'm Ed McCahill in Baton Rouge.
Fast food chain McDonald's says it's ruled out its ground beef as the source of an E. coli outbreak that led to one death in Colorado and sickened dozens more in 13 states. The company in a statement over the weekend saying as a result it will resume selling quarter-pounder burgers at hundreds of its locations starting this week. McDonald's says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration continues to focus on slivered onions from a single supplier as the most likely source of contamination. Struggling airplane maker Boeing has launched a stock offering aimed at raising up to $19 billion. NPR's Joel Rose reports Boeing is looking to shore up its balance sheet in an ongoing strike.
Boeing says it will raise billions of dollars by selling stock and other securities. The company needs the infusion of capital to preserve its investment-grade credit rating. Boeing is bleeding cash as it deals with production problems and a strike by its machinist union that's now in its seventh week. The work stoppage hobbled production at Boeing's airplane factories in the Pacific Northwest, contributing to a $6 billion quarterly loss for the company. The Machinist Union, which represents 33,000 members, says it's been in contact with the U.S. Department of Labor in an effort to get back to the bargaining table with Boeing. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Residents say a speaker calling Puerto Rico garbage before a packed Donald Trump rally in New York was just the latest humiliation for an island territory that has long suffered from mistreatment. The expressions of fury could affect the presidential elections. A new poll finds American voters are approaching the presidential election with deep unease. The election, they are concerned mostly about political violence, attempts to overturn results, and the implications for democracy. The survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research speaks of persistent concerns about the fragility of the world's oldest democracy. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained ground. The NASDAQ was also up. The S&P 500 also closed higher today. Oil prices also gained ground. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Stardate October 26th. Late October evenings are great for sky watching. The nights are fairly long and cool, and there's a lot to see. The summer triangle is still high in the west, and Taurus is climbing into view in the east. And this year, three planets are visible before midnight: Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter. One thing that's not visible for the next few evenings is the moon. It doesn't rise until the wee hours of the morning. So if you can get away from city lights, you should be treated to a beautiful view of the stars. Dark skies are especially important for astronomers, allowing them to see deeper into the universe. But other things can limit the view. That includes clouds, not just on Earth, but in the stars. Dust is sprinkled between the stars, and the farther you look, the more dust gets in the way. That obscuring effect is known as extinction. Astronomers have to account for it when they measure an object's brightness, its color, and more. In some cases, they're looking through a fairly uniform scattering of dust, but in others, they're looking through dense clouds, which make it really tough to see what's beyond. Another concern is called seeing, the stability of the atmosphere. If the air is calm, the seeing is pretty good, but if it's turbulent, it smears the view of the stars. Bad seeing makes the stars twinkle more fiercely. That's a beautiful effect for casual skywatchers, but bad for astronomers. And we have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for jazz comes in part from the Lorena F. Wolf Foundation, promoting music and music education in our culture.
That was Fraser McPherson and the Quartet. And we heard Suddenly It's Spring. Don't We Wish It Were? From the album Honey and Spice. And before Fraser McPherson, we heard Dana Landry doing Island Life. And that gets us started here. How are you, everyone? And welcome. Tony Mowat with you with a great hour of jazz. A lot of these things we're playing are because of you. You requested them, and you're supporting this jazz channel, and it means so much to us. Here's a classic by Jerry Mulligan, and it features Grover Washington Jr. on soprano sax. I think you'll like this. It's The Art of Jerry Mulligan, the final recordings, and we're going to hear Dragonfly. Thank you.
You had plenty money, 1922. You let other people make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some of the men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
That you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
That was Scott Hamilton and his version of Tonight I Shall Sleep with a Smile on My Face. So nice. Joe Pass with Ella Fitzgerald before that doing Why Don't You Do Right. Steve Turay before that, Amiens. Ray Charles on piano. I'm Tony Mowat. Thank you, my friends. Always a pleasure to spend this time with you. I hope you're enjoying it. Up next is one called Double Rainbow. This is Oscar Castro Neves. I like that. That's one called Double Rainbow by Oscar Castro Neves. It's from the album All One. It's on the Mac Avenue label. I'm Tony Mowat. Up next is Bill Evans, the amazing Bill Evans.
Thank you.
care. I should go around weeping. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Ain't it funny how sheep can lull you to sleep? I should care. I should let it upset me. Oh, I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as charming as you. But I should care.
I Should Care. Etta Jones giving us her interpretation of that classic. Steve Turay, the trombonist. Bill Evans before that doing Elsa from the Jazz Showcase Collection. I'm Tony Mowat. Let's conclude this hour with Tommy Flanagan.
Thank you. This is your place to find jazz and NPR news. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz on KPR comes from our sponsors and from our KPR listeners. To join with them, pledge your support now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Both major party vice presidential hopefuls campaigned in the battleground state of Wisconsin today. Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance differed greatly on the controversial Trump campaign rally on Sunday in New York's Madison Square Garden. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM has more.
A warm-up comedian at Donald Trump's rally made disparaging comments about Latino and black Americans and the island of Puerto Rico. Speaking in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said the Republicans' closing campaign argument is clear.
It's about hate, it's about division, it's about dividing us.
At a later rally in Racine, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance said he did not hear the comedian's joke about Puerto Rico.
And I don't think that's news worth making. I think what is news is that Americans can't afford their groceries because Kamala Harris has been a terrible vice president.
The Trump campaign has issued a statement distancing it from the offensive joke. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Racine, Wisconsin.
The Washington Post has lost over 200,000 subscriptions since its owner, Jeff Bezos, decided not to endorse either presidential candidate. NPR's Stephen Folkenflik has that report.
The fallout at the Post has been ferocious in the 3 days since the news of Bezos' decision broke. The editorial page has repeatedly cited former President Donald Trump as a threat to American democracy. Its editor approved plans to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris. He told colleagues that Bezos wasn't sold and that he failed to convince Bezos to change his mind. Two columnists resigned and two writers stepped down from the editorial page. Former Post executive editor Marty Baron tells NPR that Bezos' decision will encourage Trump to try to intimidate the press, and now cancellations are pouring in, even from the relatives of journalists at the Post itself. The company declined comment. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The state of Kentucky will soon join the list of states that legalized marijuana for medical use. As Karen Czar of member station WUKY reports, the state has used the Kentucky lottery to award the first round of licenses.
More than 5,000 businesses applied to either grow, process, or dispense medical marijuana in Kentucky, but only 26 initial licenses were handed out, and they were chosen through a lottery draw. This group will cultivate and process the crop. Another lottery will be held for the state's dispensary licenses.
Karen Czar in Louisville. Following contentious debate, Israel's parliament has approved legislation that restricts the UN humanitarian aid organization. The lawmakers have voted to cut Israel's ties to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, also known as UNRWA. The agency is banned from operating in Israel, and its staff is being stripped of their legal immunity. UNRWA's headquarters in East Jerusalem is being closed. Israel claims that members of the group are linked to Hamas. This is NPR. McDonald's has announced plans to resume sales of its popular Quarter Pounder hamburgers. The fast food chain has ruled out its hamburgers as the source of an E. coli outbreak that sickened at least 75 people in over a dozen states, mostly in Colorado. One person in Colorado has died, and two others have developed a kidney ailment. The CDC has traced the contamination to uncooked slivered onions traced to a farm in Colorado Springs. Some new research finds that more than a third of the world's tree species are at risk of extinction. And NPR's Nathan Rott reports that climate change is just one of the reasons.
Trees provide the planet with breathable air. They help store planet-warming carbon. They provide habitat for countless other plant, animal, and fungi species. They provide shade. But according to new findings from the International Union for Conservation of Nature Red List, the world's leading scientific authority on threatened species, 38% of the world's tree species are now threatened with extinction. Agriculture, logging, and urbanization are the biggest drivers of tree decline. Climate change is up there, too. The findings were announced at the ongoing United Nations Convention on Biodiversity, where world leaders are striving to correct course. But progress has been slow. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 273 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index gained 48 points, that is, and the S&P 500 added 15. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole night through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight on a pine. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. But in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. But in peaceful dreams.
Maxine Sullivan with Scott Hamilton and Georgia On My Mind. From the album Uptown, it's on the Concord label. And before that, the amazing Oscar Peterson with Pittsburgh's own Stanley Turrentine. I really missed that man. Stanley playing tenor. And it's a tribute to Oscar Peterson live at the Town Hall. What an amazing night that was. It's on the Telarc label. Town Hall in New York City. I'm Tony Mowat. Good to be with you. Here's a gentleman that is from Philadelphia, lives in on the West Coast these days. He's all over the place. Joey DeFrancesco with Frank Vignola. This is their version of O Sole Mio. Thank you.